Press Row's coverage of 2022 SEC Football Media Days is presented by Ruby Falls. Adventure awaits at Ruby Falls. Discover the Thundering Cave Waterfall. Soar on rushing zip lines and conquer the 40-foot climbing tower. Advance reservation is required. Visit rubyfalls.com. Back to Radio Row with David and Wells on ESPN Chattanooga 95.3.
Back into Press Row. You're on ESPN 95.3. Yes, as we broadcast here at the College Football Hall of Fame. And joining us now, the lady who's nice enough to let us park our table here in our chairs, Hall of Fame Chief Executive Officer Kimberly Bowden. Kimberly, thank you so much for joining us. How are you today?
I am doing great, and thank you for having me.
Well, it's always kind of neat to just look back, and you got the view of Eli Drinkwitz talking here, and you got just, I know there's a video that's playing that I know Tennessee fans up in Chattanooga would love, because it's on Alabama right now, but it eventually gets to Tennessee and Peyton Manning, and it's got Georgia, so we got fans of all those teams on this video loop that keeps going. But let's get to, I'm curious about a couple of things. First off, you got the role during COVID, right? Or was announced like right when COVID hit? That had to be a kind of wild time.
Yes, I signed my offer letter on March 12th, and we closed the building to the public on March 16th.
Oh, my goodness.
And then, you know, had to furlough, you know, all but six of our staff. And so that was the hardest part. Now, and I'm thankful, though, I had been with the Hall in a different role before assuming my current role, so I had the relationships, and it made it easier and harder in some ways.
Gotcha. It's funny. I actually went to the College Football Hall of Fame back in the Cincinnati days.
Okay.
I never
Kings
went when
Mill.
It was. Yeah, okay. I never went when it was in South Bend. But of course, Atlanta landed it in 2014. Correct.
It opened in 2014.
Okay.
Yes.
And were you there from the start?
No, I joined the Hall of Fame in June of 2015. So
okay.
About 10 months after it opened. And came on board to run sales and marketing.
Okay. And what about this just was appealing to you?
It was the perfect blend of hospitality and sports and marketing and all of it. You know, it was kind of the culmination of the various jobs that I'd had during my career, and just kind of in a nice package with a bow on top. And then, you know, I got here and fell in love with the place.
So. All right, if I had to say, did you have a decent sports background, a strong sports background, or would you describe yourself as a sports junkie growing up?
I would definitely say a strong sports background.
Okay.
You know, I don't know that I would go as far as junkie. I married one of those. But I've definitely, you know, I worked for the NBA team here. I worked for the NHL team here in Atlanta. I worked in agencies on some various sports properties. So it's all, and then, you know, I grew up and the only child. So my dad, I've watched a lot of sports.
Gotcha. Now, are you a former Gator?
I am a Gator and a Knight.
A Gator and a Knight.
Yes.
Okay. So who do you play? They played in a bowl game last year. What do you have to do there? Do you have to just sit back and just be neutral?
Yeah.
Be Switzerland?
Yes.
Okay.
It was hard, but, you know, it's kind of, you want them both to win. It's usually I want them, like when Miami and Florida State play, I want them both to lose. You know, but this is, you know, one of those where you kind of, can it tie? Can they have a tie? Is that okay? So.
Yeah, see, I'm an Auburn grad, but I come from an ACC family. I got an older brother at UNC and a younger one that went to NC State. And so when they play, I have to be Switzerland. You just got to sit down and
Eat and tailgate. Eat some chips.
All right, since your regime.
Oh, boy.
There you go. What changes have been made? Because I can only speak to it today, and I came here in 2018 and love the place, and it's fun to walk around. So what kind of changes have been made in, like, the last couple of years, or have there been?
Sure. No, absolutely. I would say that is one thing that we did not do, was just kind of sit back and go in our shell. We used, you know, the various opportunities that were presented to us to create some new programming and some new elements in the building. So I think I'm probably the most proud of our HBCU exhibit. That opened in June of 21.
Okay.
And, you know, thank you, you know, our partner, Southern Company, came on board and really helped make kind of that vision a reality, and it has been so well received. So very, very proud of that. But at the same time, we've, you know, reimagined, you know, Coke's tailgating experience. We just reopened a college game day, you know, ESPN College Game Day experience. So we've and then ESPN 150. So we put together a compilation of the SEC network content and the ESPN content that they created and curated to celebrate 150 years. So we have that exhibit. So we have certainly not just rested on our laurels.
No, doesn't sound like it. You're listening to Kimberly Bowden, the Hall of Fame CEO here on Press Row on ESPN 95.3. Do you have a particular favorite section or exhibit of the Hall of Fame?
You know, I have a couple. My favorite artifact is the MacArthur Bowl trophy that's up on the third floor. It's the longest standing national championship trophy. It was commissioned on behalf of General Douglas MacArthur in 1959. It's also made out of 400 ounces of Tiffany silver.
Okay.
Yes.
Wow.
There you go.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
Now, we're supposed to be up. We're supposed to be up on the third floor after this.
Yes, we are. I will be glad to show it to you. But it is. It's just a very, very cool, you know, silver statue. It looks like a stadium, intricate detail, and it has every national champion since 1959 engraved on it, including University of Georgia this past year. I think my second favorite is the very first penalty flag.
Really?
Yes. We have that here in the building. We call her the Betsy Ross of college football. But the reason I love it so much is she was married to a coach, and he kept coming home and complaining that nobody could hear the whistles, nobody knew why play was stopping, the media didn't understand, the fans didn't understand, they didn't realize penalties were being called. And she, I guess, finally had enough and sewed together, you know, two different colored pieces of fabric and said, here, use this. Have them throw this on the ground, and then people will know that a penalty's been called. So, boom, there you go.
Well, and it's so neat to, and I know this is horrible radio for our listeners, but, I mean, like I said, you look back over our right shoulder and you're looking down, you know, because there's glass behind us, and you see where all the coaches have spoken today and will continue speaking. But then if I look at you and the wall behind you, I mean, it's just all these random facts that, it, you know, you needed 5 yards to get a first down prior to 1906, and a touchdown was worth 4 points before 1897. So there's really not one area of this building that's not used for something.
You're correct. And I think, you know, again, I wasn't here when it was built, but, you know, I've been proud to continue, you know, the tradition of, you know, maximizing this, you know, shrine that we have to tell the story of college football. So you'll find, I think, really interesting nuggets all throughout the building. And I think one of the coolest things is how we've blended uniquely historical artifacts with cutting-edge technology. You know, you'll sing fight song karaoke and then turn around and learn about history and those different types of things. So,
what I asked you your favorite part, when you're just kind of people watching, mm-hmm. what can you tell, what are the customers, the tourists that stop, where do they seem to fit? I mean, because I know that the helmet displays right out of the get-go.
Right, and you took the words right out of my mouth. I mean, that to me is that kind of snapback moment. And to see kids come in, you know, kids are excited to be here anyway, and they kind of run through that tunnel, and they see that helmet wall, and their eyes just get so big. I mean, you know, literally jaw-drop moment. And then you see people start looking for their school and trying to figure out, where's my helmet? So that because that is the start of it,
uh-huh.
It really is pretty special.
No, that is neat. All right, I've got a very I'm always curious about these type of things. Smack dab in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
If you take Georgia out of it, what state gives the Hall of Fame the most business?
I think it's probably pretty darn close between Tennessee,
good.
Alabama, and Florida.
Okay.
I mean, you know, when we kind of do our surveys and look at the research, you know, it's definitely those drive markets that feed into Atlanta, which is great. But we also always see a nice, I mean, we think Oregon's going to travel really well.
Right.
You know, for the Oregon-Georgia game.
Okay. No, that's always interesting stuff. And as someone who came down from Chattanooga this morning,
it's an
I mean,
easy drive,
it is a
it?
Very easy drive.
So
it is. I mean, and
come see us anytime.
Absolutely, absolutely. And finally, and you've been great. I mean, everybody's had to deal with something, and of course, you were just days into your role when COVID hit. Have you are you back to pre-COVID numbers? Have you passed them, or how's that kind of gumming? Or is it still not quite 100% there?
Yeah, it's still not quite 100% there. You know, we're probably running about 70% of kind of what 2019, that kind
gotcha.
Of pre-COVID number. But I will say one of the other areas we've been able to focus on is the Hall of Fame's a nonprofit. And we've also used this time to really focus on our mission, which is really around inspiration / education and historic preservation. And so we've really been able to dig into that as well and find kind of a new revenue stream for us to continue to be sustainable while we're waiting for the rest of the business to come back.
So. All right. And you've seemed like someone that is not just going to stand pat. So what do you see on the horizon for the next 2 or 3 years as far as an exhibit or a quest? And mm-hmm. what do you see happening?
You know, I think that the next thing that we really want to do is integrate the RFID technology that we have into an app. And, you know, it's such a cool user experience now, but it's still maybe not as user-friendly and intuitive as it could be. So I think from a technology standpoint, we have a fairly new partnership with Microsoft, and they, you know, the whole building, you know, is powered by Microsoft. And so we're really excited to see kind of what we can do on the technology side to really continue to engage fans when they visit, and then frankly after they visit or before they visit, and give them also things to share.
So. All right, Chattanooga area listeners, it's a neat place, and it's just, I mean, it is literally just an hour and a half, hour 45 from downtown Chattanooga. Kimberly, just real quick, the hours and best way to just learn more about the College Football Hall of Fame.
Absolutely. Our website is cfbhall.com. Our social handles are the same, at CFB Hall. We are open right now 6 days a week, so we're closed on Tuesdays. That gives us an opportunity to just make sure, fine-tune everything and make sure everything's running.
So Chick-fil-A has the Sunday. You've got the Tuesday.
We've got the Tuesday. That's right.
And there's a Chick-fil-A not far from here.
It's connected. But our web, you know, our hours may change. Like, we're not open this week to the public because of SEC Media Days.
Mean media guys like us.
That, well, you know, we do have the quad where the helmet wall is, but mm-hmm. that is open to the public, so fans can come in and see their favorite coach, and they kind of know when their team's coming through. So that's fun. But I would just always say check the website for our hours. But 10 to 5 right now. Wednesday through Monday.
There you go. All right, Kimberly Bowden, thank you so much. Obviously, you love what you do, and it shows. It's a neat place, and it's just fun to just get caught looking around at stuff.
Yeah,
it really is.
Well, thank you again for having me, and if I can show you around at all, let me know.